Who has more right to a job in this country? A lawful immigrant who's here, a green card holder, or a citizen, or a person who entered the country unlawfully?
Well, Senator, I believe that the right and the obligation to work is one that's shared by everyone in this country, regardless of how they came here. And certainly if someone is here, regardless of status, I would prefer that they be participating in the workplace than not participating in the workplace. With respect to...
So you think that a person that's anybody that's here lawfully or unlawfully is entitled to work in America?
Well, Senator, I'm not sure if I know understand the basis for your question as to whether or not there's a legal basis for them to work or not.
I ask you, we're talking about rights. Who has the most rights?
Mm-hmm.
Does a lawful American immigrant or citizen have the right to have the laws of the United States enforced so that they might be able to work? Or does a person who came here unlawfully have a right to demand a job?
Certainly the benefits of citizenship confer greater rights on those of us who are citizens and those who are not.
Well, do you think a person that's here unlawfully is entitled to work in the United States when the law says that employers can't hire somebody unlawfully in America?
Go ahead. Sorry, sir. I think that certainly the provision that you refer to regarding to the role of the employer in ensuring the legal status of those who are here is an important one, and that we have to look at in conjunction with this issue in terms of preventing undocumented workers who, as you've indicated before, are seeking employment. Again, we want everyone to seek employment, but we have in place at this point in time a legal framework that requests or requires employers to both provide information about citizenship as well as not hire individuals without citizenship.